Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 27, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai, Part 2. Such regulations are simply external. And so that evening, after Lord Chaitanya had taken bath and seated himself, Ramananda Rai came to see Lord Chaitanya along with one servant. Ramananda Rai offered respects and sat down before Lord Chaitanya. But before Ramananda Rai could even ask Lord Chaitanya a question about the advancement of spiritual knowledge, Lord Chaitanya himself said, "Please, quote some verses from scripture about the ultimate goal of human life." Sri Ramananda Rai at once replied, "A person who is sincere in one's occupational duty will gradually develop a sense of God consciousness." Ramananda Rai also quoted a verse from the Vishnu Purana which states, "Varnashramachara vata purushena parak puman Vishnur aradhyate panta nanyat tattosha karanam." The Supreme Lord is worshipped by one's occupational duty, and there is no alternative for satisfying Lord Vishnu. The purport is that human life is meant for understanding one's relationship with the Supreme Lord, and by acting in that way, any human being can dovetail him or herself in the service of the Lord by discharging one's prescribed duties. And for this purpose, human society is divided into four classes: the intellectuals, the brahmanas; the administrators, kshatriyas; the merchants, vaishyas; and the laborers, shudras. And for each class, there are prescribed rules and regulations as well as occupational functions. These prescribed duties and qualities of the four classes are described in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. A society which is civilized and organized should follow the prescribed rules and regulations for that particular class. But at the same time, for spiritual advancement, the four stages of ashram must also be followed: student life, brahmacharya; householder, grihastha; retired, vanaprastha; and renounced life, sannyas. Ramananda Rai stated that those who strictly follow the rules and regulations of these eight social divisions can actually satisfy the Supreme Lord, and one who does not follow them certainly spoils his or her human form of life and glides towards hell. One can peacefully execute the goal of human life simply by following the rules and regulations which apply to one's own self. The character of a particular person develops by following the regulative principles in accordance with one's birth, association, and education. For the divisions of society are so designed that many people of different character can be regulated under them for the peaceful administration of society and for spiritual advancement as well. The social classes can be further characterized as follows: one whose aim is to understand the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, and devote him or herself to the learning of the Vedas and similar literatures is called a brahmana. One who has taken to displaying force and entering government administration is called a kshatriya. One who is engaged in agriculture, herding cows, and carrying out trade or business is called a vaishya. And one who has no special knowledge but is satisfied by serving the other three classes is called shudra. So if one faithfully discharges his or her prescribed duties, one is sure to advance towards perfection. Thus, regulated life is the source of perfection for everyone. When regulated life culminates in devotional service to the Lord, one then attains his or her perfection. Otherwise, such regulations are simply a useless waste of time. After hearing Ramananda Rai expound upon the proper execution of a regulated life, Lord Chaitanya said that such regulations are simply external. So indirectly, Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda to expound on something superior to such an external exhibition. Formal execution of rituals in religion is useless unless it culminates in the perfection of devotional service. Lord Vishnu is not satisfied simply by a ritualistic adherence to Vedic instructions. Lord Vishnu is actually pleased when one attains the stage of devotional service. According to the verse cited by Ramananda Rai, one can rise to the point of devotional service by ritualistic performance. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna, who appeared to deliver all classes of people, states that a human being can attain the highest perfectional stage of life simply by worshipping the Supreme Lord, from whom everything has emanated through one's occupational duty. Sve sve karmani abhirataha sansiddhing labhate narah svakarma niratak siddhing yatha vindati tach shrinu yatak pravittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam svakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhing vindati manava. By following one's quality of work, everyone can become perfect. My dear Arjuna, now please hear from me how this can be done. For it is by worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, that a human being, in the performance of his or her own duty, can attain perfection. This perfectional process was followed by great devotees like Bodayana, Tanka, Dramida, Guhudeva, Kapardi, and Bharuchi. All these great personalities have followed this particular path of perfection, and the Vedic injunctions also aim in this direction. Ramananda Roy wanted to present these facts before Lord Chaitanya, but apparently discharge of ritualistic duties was not sufficient, for Lord Chaitanya said that it was external. Lord Chaitanya was pointing out that if a man has a material conception of life, then he cannot attain the highest perfection even if he follows all the ritualistic regulations. Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 27, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai, part 2. Such regulations are simply external. Recorded September 17, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.